journey to connect with your crystals, an excerpt from The Union of Ice and Thoth by Normandy Ellis and Nikki Scully, slightly modified. Sitting up nice and tall, or laying down comfortably, begin by breathing deeply, bringing in the energies of the core crystalline of the earth into your heart, bringing the energies of the sky through your crown into your heart, and feeding the flame of love that is there. And with every exhale, sending that light out into the universe. This is your heart breath. Begin by bringing up your caduceus and breathing the heart breath. As the radiance you create with the alchemy of earth and sky grows, your love grows and extends outwards around you. Invoke Thoth as you offer him a heart breath. Thoth appears and greets you. And allow time to have a short conversation in the event that he has a particular message for you at this time. Reaches up to pull two crystals from an intersection in the universal grid that you can see in the atmosphere when you squint and light shines a certain way. He carefully takes a crystal and places it into the center of your palm. He presses down slightly and rotates it a quarter turn to the right, locking it into place. Notice how it feels, the heft of it, the brightness of it, and the way it makes your hand feel. The second crystal he holds appears to be a twin of the first one. He inserts it into the center of your other palm. Again, feel and notice its weight and brilliance. Deeply inhale a heart breath and feel the alchemy as your love mixes with the power of earth and sky. As you exhale, bring your palms together and gently touch the tips of the two crystals together for a second. Notice how the crystals turn on energetically and completely connect to the larger grid as they fill with light. You may notice that the universal life force in your hands turns on as well. Hold your hands in front of you, palms up, so that the point of the crystal face skyward. See how the energy radiates outward from each crystal. Observe how the frequency or waves cross one another to create a holographic plate with the Vesicae Pisces at its center. Now choose something fairly simple to send healing to during this initiation. Perhaps someone's broken bone or a tumor. The problem to relieve is your choice, and the person does not have to be in your physical presence to try this. If you cannot get permission directly from the person, offer them a heart breath and have your high self ask their high self for permission. And if it is not granted, consider working on something else. Or perhaps choose an environmental situation. Expand the energies with your will and your heart breath until the area you focus on rests in the center of the Vesica Pisces. As you look through the portal, perceive the situation as it is. Use your mind and your focus to see the changes that are needed for healing to occur. As you project the changes into the grid, the holographic pattern alters. Now project your mind forward and see the stable fruition of the healing already manifesting. from the source of these crystals, which is the Sirius Star Complex. Because you have lit up your crystals, there is a conscious connection between you and the intelligence of these star beings. Observe the Sirians laying their template of energy over the one that you have created with your crystals. This precipitates a multidimensional grid. Allow a moment for this grid to set. Notice how your hands and the hands of the Sirians feel, as if they are part of a great net, a web of intersecting petals of the flower of life. On your next exhalation of your heart breath, intentionally release all the energies that have gathered in your crystals into the multi-dimensional crystal grid. If you're in a place where it is appropriate and feel compelled to do so, you may chant or utter a simple vowel syllable. Of the crystals together again to complete the healing. The crystals recede into your palms and disappear until the next time you need them. Take a moment to thank Thoth, the crystals, and the star beings from Sirius who have aided in this healing. And as with any journey or initiation, ground and center and blow on and swipe your hands together to break the connection before carefully detailing your experience in your journal.